Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
All right, we will take it away. Frank Bassett joining you this morning from the studios in Nashville, Tennessee. Beautiful downtown Nashville, Tennessee, by the way. And, wow, one night without a shooting in Nashville. It's a beautiful thing, folks. Hey, if you heard that laugh in the background, that would be Mr. Matthews, who is not with me in beautiful downtown Nashville, Tennessee, but he is in beautiful downtown the Bahamas, for heaven's sakes, Atlantis.
There are no shootings in the Bahamas.
No shootings in the Bahamas, yeah. There's no crime there, really. I know.
Not much.
Hey, Tim, so had a good evening, had a good meal. And
Yes.
The rain
the sun's come out.
Sun's out, rain's gone.
Since we spoke yesterday,
good.
No rain.
Wind's up.
Still windy, yeah.
Okay.
Which, by the way, you know, PGA Tour, right, is in Vegas.
For right,
the,
it's windy there.
The Children's, yeah, the Shriners Children's Open. They had to, did you see that? They had to delay their tournament because 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Hey, you know, I heard that they have a weather dog in the Bahamas, and they send him out, and if he comes back wet, it's raining, and if he doesn't come back, it's windy. So
is that what you heard?
That's what I heard. They have the weather dog. And I know how much you love weather people. So
the corniest jokes always.
I know they're terrible.
Don't they?
They're clean, okay? At least
that's
they're clean.
Do.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, well, the wind is a big part of the story here. And again, we're coming to you from the White Sands, the women's NCAA Invitational. And next week will be the men's version of this. So some of the best college golf teams in the country for the women's side are here this week to play. In the White Sands, fifth year that they've been putting this on, and it's all taking place here at the Ocean Club golf course here in beautiful Atlantis in the Bahamas. So, yeah, last couple of days, overcast, some rain, a lot of wind. The overcast and the rain kind of moving on, but the wind is still definitely here. So it's probably going to cause some issues. I know when I played a couple of days ago and it was windy and rainy, it caused some issues for me.
Yeah.
And these are very good golfers, but, certainly a challenge.
Yeah,
I'd say – We'll find out here. We're going to talk to a gentleman that knows better. We'll find out how many miles an hour it is, but it's blowing. Those palm trees are bending.
Listen, those young ladies know how to work the ball so well they won't have a problem with it. It'll just be an adjustment for them. For us, it's an adjustment just to go have a drink and get off the course.
I was going to say,
that wind's terrible
just
for
how
me.
Much drinking I do. So.
Yeah, I know.
Well, here's our guest. Let me bring him in here. Sean Riley. He's the VP of Operations for Sport 5. The other day we spoke with Jeff Radel, the tournament director here, and Sean is here to help put on this event and set the course up and get things fair and playable for the ladies out there. Sean, thanks for being with us. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
So, first and foremost, we were talking about the wind. How does that factor in when you got nothing you can do about it, but you have to try to set up the course to make it at least playable? Do you have to move some tees and do some different things with pins so it's not quite so much of a challenge to try to break 100 out here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as we're setting up the golf course, our job is to create a fair and equitable environment to identify the best player this week. And, you know, certainly yesterday we had some pretty heavy rain. Some pretty heavy winds, and we set up the golf course the best we could. We got a big storm, and unfortunately couldn't continue the round. This morning, we just have the winds. We were out on the golf course at 4:30 this morning, moving some tees around, making sure the hole locations were in fair locations. You know, this golf course is absolutely gorgeous, and the holes that really stand out are the ones right on the beach,
and
those are the most exposed. So we want to make sure those hole locations and those holes are set up for success.
Yeah, I could see even 12, which is right here over water. I think you move the tees up a little bit because, I mean, it could play 200 yards or something, and almost all carry over a pond, if you will, that's coming in there. I mean, daunting, some of these holes that you just stand there, and for these women, their hats are flying, their pants and their skirts are blowing. I mean, it can be pretty daunting to see what exactly you have to be able to do when you're playing in these different kind of conditions. So it's definitely going to be a factor for these women and figure out how exactly they can play this golf course and make it fair. And that's obviously what you're trying to do is see who the best golfer is when everything else is equal, right, for these golfers.
Yeah, absolutely. Identify the best player of the week. That's our job. You know, when you're looking at a property like this, you know, you're really just trying to make sure that the best shots have the best opportunities to get close to the holes and that the putts are, you know, fairly being impacted by the player and minimizing what they can't control at the end of the day.
It is amazing too, Frank, and we've all played in some wind. And what would you say this is? What are we gusting to 25 or somewhere in that area?
We're probably gusting more into the 30s.
Thank you. I was feeling better about my game here, but no, apparently not.
Hey, Sean,
it's gusting hard.
Sean, what are you setting it up at yardage? What yardage are you going to play today?
So we started the week at about 6,100 yards. Due to the sustained winds, we're down about 5,865, which is was shorter than we want to play it. But given some of the holes and the way that they're directly orientated into the wind, it's still a very, very stiff test out there.
They're heading the direction we need to go, Frank.
Which
58,
is
58, get to 56, get to 52.
Oh, yeah, yardage or wins, yeah, right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's some par fives that are definitely, but there's a few downwind. But let me ask you this, and Frank, you tell me what you think too. Doesn't it seem like when you're playing really windy conditions, the shots into the wind are so much more difficult than the benefit of having the wind behind it? It helps, and that's nice, and everything else. But it's not like you're driving greens from 350 yards out or something because there's wind behind you. It just seems like the ones that you turn into that wind, oh, my God, you don't even want to hit the ball, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, when you're playing into the wind, you know, the mishit is just exacerbated.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple shots today that the player's gotten some spin on it. It's gone up in the air, and it's just stood straight up.
Oh.
You know, when you're downwind, you just don't have that. You can still hit a off-center shot, and it's going to end up somewhere in the vicinity
in that direction.
You want, right? You know, the hard part about being downwind is, you know, if we do have a hole location that's behind a bunker or that's something they've got to fly, you know, it gets very difficult to get anything close to the hole. So, you know, you kind of take what you can when you're downwind and you want to play smart and make sure that you get an opportunity and a good look at birdie. But when you're into the wind, you know, really you're trying to flight something and trying to hold it. So that, you know, one, you don't get that over-the-top spin where it kind of goes straight down into the ground, or you get that up in the spin and it just kind of goes up and it floats. And, you know, when you hit that shot, it looks like it's coming back at you, and sometimes it is.
Oh.
Left dash Pro V1 X.
That's what you keep telling
that's
me.
That's what I play. Well, maybe actually, I say that's what I used to play. I do play PXG balls now because they have two new balls. You know.
Because you're paid lots of money to play PXG balls.
Well,
Frank.
I know. I love PXG.
I don't want to see your button paid for, but your button paid for.
Well, you know what, though? I would have, if I weren't, I would go purchase PXG clubs, balls, clothes. I would because it's great stuff, but not going to do a commercial here, but I just said the left dash Pro V1X because it is a lower spin ball, and a lot of pros play that ball.
When I played the other day, and again, we're being joined by Sean Riley. He's the VP of Operations for Sport 5, putting on the White Sands Women's NCAA Invitational here. By the way, somebody had to come in and ask him something. Are you good, Sean, or do you need to break away?
Need to break away for just a moment.
Okay, go ahead. You got to go do something. You can do it.
He's busy. He's working. Yeah, that's okay.
There's stuff going on. This is the most important thing you're doing, Sean, by the way. I don't know what you think. This show is the most important thing
Sport
you have to do.
Sport 5.
They came over and they had a whisper in his ear. Like,
so,
you know,
so Sport 5, let's find out a little bit more about Sport 5, too. You know, they do a lot of Korn Ferry stuff and tour stuff and everything.
It's a sports marketing company.
Yeah.
And again, we spoke with their tournament director, but he's the VP of Sport 5. They're based out of Germany. But they have
Hamburg,
offices all over the world and
New
also
York,
in the United States. And I think
Scottsdale.
I think Jeff is out of Scottsdale.
Yeah.
But they also have offices in Chicago. I know that there's a company there too. So anyway, they're very big. And they do, as he said, they also do talent. So they have some athletes.
They need us. They should be managing us.
Yeah.
How much will they pay us to manage us? Oh, it doesn't work that way. Okay.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, how much? And so there's a lot of things that they're involved in. And this is just one of them. Yeah, they do the Korn Ferry. Few different ones, but they do the one back in my neck of the woods, the Veritex Bank Korn Ferry Championship in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And so it's going to – okay. And so we appreciate it, Sean. Thanks. We appreciate your time. Yeah, he's a busy guy. He's running out the door. I don't know why, Frank, that someone would think something's more important than talking to you.
Golly. Well, maybe you can catch up with him later today. And
yell at him?
Yeah, and say, what the, you didn't even say bye. You know?
Dear.
Remember,
just walk out
weren't, you were doing your show, The Game,
on
PGAtour.com. When we were doing Golf Talk America on PGAtour.com, I was interviewing Steve Spurrier. And Spurrier, Sean just did that to us. Spurrier's on the phone with us. Mm-hmm. And he just, well, Coach, what about, da, 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 da. Oh, well, Frank, thanks for the interview. Got to go. Click.
Really?
And he just hung up. I went, okay, we got about 10 minutes to fill here. What do we do?
What do you do?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I know they've got a lot going on this morning because.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the golfers got blown into the Caribbean.
Oh God! So I think, yeah, did the shark get her?
So I think they have to go.
Greg Norman swam over.
So I was talking to Robbie. Maybe Robbie will come on with us. He's a general manager here at the Ocean Club Golf Course and a good guy and known him for years and years and years. But yeah. I was talking to him because he said, "Hey, if you come, because I like to snorkel, right? If I come somewhere like this,
yeah."
And Barracuda. He said, "Yeah, I got some great places." Well, the places he has, I said, "Where are you talking about?" He points out on the far end of the golf course, which you can see from here at the 17th tee box, and he goes there, and there's white caps and water coming. He goes, "Yeah, not today, but that's." He goes, "It's beautiful water right there. You can take a golf cart down there and do some really good snorkeling. There's some cool coral and all that." And I'm like, "I don't think today's the
day." Do they have barracuda there?
Doing that, I'm sure they do.
The most fear that's ever been struck in my heart was scuba diving, and my partner pointing up. Look up, I turn and look up, and there's a school of barracuda going right over the top of us.
They're scary looking, aren't they?
Oh, man. More frightening than a shark. I've seen sharks. But
they're not the biggest. I've seen some, too.
No, but they will attack. They will attack you.
Yeah, they can get to be 4 or 5 feet, yeah. Right? So, but they're certainly not shark-ish as far as big and weight. They're pretty, you know, streamlined.
They travel in schools.
But they open that mouth and those teeth, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, so, yeah. Whoa.
They're aggressive.
More
right?
Frightening than a sorority party.
So, yeah.
Sorry,
I was actually snorkeling in Mexico one time, and you know how the sun kind of gleams through the water and that kind of stuff. You're not really sure what you're seeing all the time from 30 feet or 50 feet away.
Yeah.
But I see something kind of heading towards me, and I'm like, okay. And your heart, you know how quickly you can turn from, oh, this is beautiful, and look at those.
Whoa, it's a shark.
Fish and all that, too. What the hell is that coming at me? And I look, and it's two barracuda.
Ooh.
And they're not like making beeline for me, but they're swimming towards me, and I'm like, okay. And you know how your all high school football coaches put your head on a swivel? My head's on a swivel. I'm looking around. I'm going, okay, what's going on? Is this a sneak attack? And they just kind of looking curious and went off the other way. I'm like, okay, thank you. Because, yeah, you're so vulnerable, aren't you, when you're in the water? Like, you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, it's not like you can carry your shotgun with you, you know?
Yeah, you're going to outswim somebody, so...
talking about attacks on the news this morning, by the way, I just happened to see, and I don't know where it was because it was right before we went on the air. I walked by the TV, and a young girl's running and jumps up on the picnic table in her backyard and says, "Daddy, Daddy, there's a coyote." And the coyote was chasing this little girl. And the dad said, "What?" He turned around, he ran over and grabbed her and scared the coyote away. And one of the announcers said,
"In her backyard."
Yeah, in her backyard.
What part of the country?
I don't know where it was. I didn't have a chance to see.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
You know, who knows? I mean, there are coyotes around us here, everywhere. They say watch out for your pets outside. So, yeah. Anyway, so let's get back on to golf.
Robbie, sit down. Sit down, Robbie.
Well, we got somebody?
Yeah, we got somebody.
We got a live one?
I don't know who he is, but I think he's a big dog. Push that mic a little bit closer to your mouth there. There you go. Frank, Robbie Lemming, manager here at Ocean Club.
Robbie, what's up?
Hey, good to be back on your show.
Yeah, we talked last year.
Yeah, yeah. So you had Sean had to leave. Apparently
right in the middle of the interview.
Got blown into the Caribbean or something. So Sean had to take off and do something. So Robbie, give us a little background here. You're the general manager. How long have you been here now?
I've been here for 14 years.
I said 15, so yeah, that's pretty close. 14 years and come from all over, right? You before that worked at a few different places?
Yes. You know, I got into the business in Dallas, was able to teach in the Byron Nelson Golf School and got to meet Mr. Nelson, kind of young kid, not knowing what I wanted to do and getting to know him and his demeanor and everything about him kind of propelled me into the golf business. And from there, I went to Seattle and opened up a 36-hole facility there. And then I moved to Connecticut and opened another 36-hole facility for the Foxwoods Casino. Really, really nice complex there. And yeah, and then 14 years ago they asked me if I wanted to come down here, so I moved to the Caribbean.
It is obviously people will say it's paradise. Would you ever leave? I mean, like you would for a perfect situation, or is this like I'm not going anywhere?
No, you know, we kept the snow shovel and I turned it into a sand shovel. So yeah, the difference is I'm not shoveling sand off the roof of my house, which is what I was doing the last year I was in Connecticut. So we were shoveling snow off the roof so it didn't cave in.
Yeah. But you love it here.
Yeah, it's really good. People are great. Weather, it's sunny and 80 every day. The wind might blow 30.
Yeah.
could sometimes blow 150, but for the most part, you know, it's sunny and 80. And everybody asked me, why don't you have rain gear in the golf shop? And I said, nobody plays golf in the rain here.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the last couple of days, you guys, you couldn't play yesterday for the White Sands, the women's. Do you get a chance to get around? You see some of these? I know you're busy doing a million different things. Some really good women, and next week would be the men's, but great college golfers.
Yeah, you know, we watched a couple shots go into 12, trying to get a sense on how the golf course is playing and gauging it for next week. But, yeah, the girls are they're really, really talented. They're knocking shots down and shooting at the pins.
Yeah, the girls, if you watch the women play, the young ladies, and I tell everybody this, they, you know, I can't play like or swing like Brooks Koepka or Dustin Johnson or Bryson DeChambeau. Tim can't. None of us can. But if you try to emulate the women with their perfect balance, course management capabilities, rhythm, I mean, just it's if you can get there, you can get there or close to that. Yeah. And that's what I tell people. Watch ladies golf and try to emulate what you see there.
Yeah, because they don't – a lot of them, I mean, of course, they hit the ball – plenty far.
Oh yeah,
it's not like they're trying to overwhelm, and their swings seem to be classic. Would you agree, Robbie, that it's more of a comparable swing that you could emulate a little bit more than? Yeah, I'm not going to swing like Bryson.
Yeah, you know, when you play in a PGA Pro Am with Bryson or whoever, you know, they're hitting 7-iron 230 yards. I mean, these girls are.
Is that strange?
Not for you, Tim.
Not for me.
Maybe on.
Downwind
today for you.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, the game is more relatable. For instance, we had the LPGA here for 6 years, and a lot of our pro-am players would comment on how similar their play is with the girls. Now, obviously, the girls are more dialed in,
yeah.
But they can relate to the yardages more so than these guys hitting 7-iron, 230 yards.
Yeah, but Robbie, unless you're paired with, like I was in the last pro-am I played in, I was partnered with Patty Tabatanikit. So, you know, I was like, okay, well, I can't even get close to that.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
She's an incredible player. But I love watching the ladies. I really do.
And Robbie and I got to know each other through connection with Art Selinger. Working with for the Long Drive Championships, and Robbie was a part of that, and his wife were part of that crew that put that on. But those women could crank the ball, and of course they're long drive experts, just like the men would be.
Lisa Longball, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's still talking, by the way, Frank.
Last time
we had Lisa on,
she's still talking.
She doesn't stop talking, and she's still talking. She doesn't know the microphone's not there anymore. She's still talking. She's great.
I love her.
Gotta get her on again. We haven't had her on for a while.
No, we need to get her on. She's great. She's been doing a lot of videos, guys, online. I don't know if you've seen them or not, of her wakeboarding. You know.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
In Santa Claus outfit and all, just crazy stuff. Really cute stuff. She's a hell of a golfer. She was my playing partner in a tournament in Orlando, but nobody really knew who she was.
Yeah, they figured it out, huh?
After the first hole, they looked at me and said, "You SOB Bassett, what have you done?" We won it.
I'll bet.
Yeah, we won.
She's awesome. So next week the men will be here.
Ole Miss.
And the last few years I've been here with the men. You just never know week to week weather-wise, right? I mean, whether you're going to have winds or not winds, but are we not? I don't want to say anything bad, but is there not a storm somewhere moving this way in the next week or so, and you have to worry about that kind of stuff?
You know, we're keeping our eye on it. There's always the possibility of that this time of year.
Yeah.
From our hurricane season is June through November, but it obviously cranks up September, October when the Caribbean gets hotter. So we will keep an eye on it, but, you know, it's just something that we deal with down here, and we play it by ear.
Yeah.
You know, knock on wood, we haven't had anything significant this year. And the last couple of years, so we've been pretty fortunate here.
And it seems your course drains pretty well, right?
Yeah.
So we talked about that yesterday because you had some standing water after yesterday's rains, but it looks like it's all pretty much cleared out.
Yeah, it's sand-based, so we drain really well. You know, when it comes down in buckets like it did yesterday, obviously the drains just can't keep up. So those were the standing water puddles that you saw. But, you know, we're in really good shape. It's soft, but the wind here is going to dry it out quickly, and hopefully next week we won't have any issues.
Yeah, it's an amazing event, that both the men's and the women's. And we were talking yesterday with Jeff Radel, and a lot of recruiting done through this, meaning that you're talking to high school kids, whether it's the men or the women. Oh, by the way, we have a tournament in the Bahamas, right? And you're going to go to some of these schools that don't see a lot of warm weather. It's kind of a nice little tool for them to use.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I wish that I would have been on a golf team that had a founder flying them down on their private jet,
yeah,
playing at the Atlantis.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You know, speaking of Atlantis, have you gotten lost in the hotel yet, Tim?
Yes, a few times. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a massive property.
It's incredible. I mean, yeah, it's beautiful. You've been here 14 years. Was it always this size, or have they added in 14 years?
Yeah. In fact, we've actually shut down one of the towers post-COVID. So now we're right at 2,200 hotel rooms.
Ooh, wow.
And prior to the closing, we were at 2,800. So
wow.
It's been busy. It's been good. A lot of new things going on in the hotel. We've renovated the casino.
Yep.
Lots of renovations and added some new restaurants. We have Piranza, which is Michael White's restaurant there in the Cove. And a lot of really good stuff coming down the pipe. So
I think we might be going to dinner at Piranza tonight. Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
You don't care?
I might know somebody there.
Wow.
then I think we
let
should
me,
go
there. Let me fire up the G6 and I'll...
Yeah,
I'll
could you do that, Frank?
Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah. I've never been there. We talked about this last year, Robbie. I've never been down there. Now, what happened yesterday on the show is Jeff said, Frank, I promise you, you'll be here next year. I'll make it happen. You know, remember? He committed.
Just moving on. Jeff won't be here next year, Frank. He didn't tell you that part. Yeah. Just moving to Hamburg.
Don't tell me that. I really want to come down.
That's why he can promise everything. He's told everybody. He told the bartender that, too.
Are you kidding? Where is he?
I
cannot wait to come. I want to see it. I've just never been
beautiful.
There.
Yeah, it is beautiful. Atlantis. And Robbie lives real close nearby here, too. So it's like every day is another day in paradise, despite a little bit of the wind and everything. And I'm hoping I'll get out a little bit after the women finish playing today. So I'll get out and play and, you know, shoot my 72, 73.
Will they let you play that course?
Yes. Yes. What do you mean?
Really? During a tournament?
They make me go play another course? Well, I'm going to dig it up or something?
Well, yeah, I've seen you, Chip. Nickname you John Deere.
I'll get out here. Yeah, no, it's going to be fun. I'm only going to, as I said, I only play the down. I'll tell you what.
Downwind holes.
I'm 17. I played the other day, right? And it was wind blowing. This just tells you. So I had a 6-iron. I looked at my rangefinder, and I'm seriously 128 out. Something like that. I had a 6-iron from 128, Frank, and it was like in a greenside bunker is where it ended up. But it wasn't too long. That's how much wind I was.
And Frank, that was downwind.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, you know, you talked from 105.
You guys talked about like Bryson's 7-iron and this kind of thing. I was listening to Randy Smith talk about Scotty and some of his clubs, and what most people don't know is, you know, what's a standard 7-iron? What's the loft on a standard 7-iron, okay? Well, theirs aren't. Their 7-iron is actually a 5, okay?
Yeah.
So you really can't judge your 7 against their 7.
Right.
You could judge your 5 against their 7, maybe.
Right. So it gets exaggerated when the announcer
it
says.
It does. It does.
He's hitting from 195. It's an 8-iron. It's an 8-iron. Well, it's not really an 8-iron.
No, it
really
is. It has
an 8 on it.
Yeah. Well, in the old days, guys, and you probably all know this, I'm telling you something you already know, but the players, I mean the old days back, you know, 40s, 30s, 50s, they would have their clubs misnumbered so that, you know, the caddies were looking to see, what did he hit? He hit a 7. Well, his 7 was.
They did that to try to throw off the other guys?
Absolutely, all the time.
Replicant? See, I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
You're saying Ben Hogan?
I don't think
didn't want somebody to beat him? I can't imagine.
No, I don't think Hogan would do something like that, would he?
No, probably
yes,
not.
Yes, he would.
Probably not. Hey, by the way, Robbie, there's a lot of pink out here. So we're tying all that together with the tournament here. Is it breast cancer awareness?
Yeah,
Oh, cool.
The last 4 or 5 years, I've made a big effort to contribute to the local organization here called Sister Sister. My mom was a 2-time breast cancer survivor and near and dear to my heart for the last 25 years. And we've been able to raise over $100,000 for the local charity in the last 4 years. We've... I partner with a couple members. We play 100 holes in one day, just raising awareness and working closely with the local community. The breast cancer organization here, Sister Sister, is part of the Susan Komen, and they provide ports for all cancer patients. So it's not just women and breast cancer, but we do make a huge effort wearing pink for the month of October. I put all my team members in pink.
Got ribbons.
Ribbons. Yeah. We sell those
good
at the counter
know.
For donations. And, you know, it's just it's given back to a community that really struggles and has a hard time with funding. So
very good.
We've been pretty fortunate. I've got a pretty good platform here to raise money, and I've tried to take advantage of that and help out.
Pink tees everywhere. Jars of pink tees for everybody to play with.
So every year we kind of come up with something new. Even my rental pouches and my rental balls that Callaway provides me, I put a pink logo on them. And it's just trying to touch everything. Even in the restaurant here, we do our drink of the month is a strawberry mango daiquiri. You know,
yes. Yummy.
It's pink. So
I'm ready.
Perfect. Very good. Very good cause. And by the way, if people want to play, all over our listeners from all over the place, Frank, as you know.
Yes.
We get fan mail from Australia.
We're the number one podcast in Australia. Did you know
that? All over the place, but people want to get here. Best website to go to, Robbie, for people that are listening that want to come play here in the Bahamas?
AtlantisBahamas.com.
Pretty easy.
You know, check out the Ocean Club website as well, Ocean Club Golf Course, OceanClub.com.
Yeah.
Book your two times.
Great pictures in there. You kind of see a little bit, not quite the majesty that it really is, but you see a little bit of the flavor of this
place. You
know,
I think people call me from all over the world and they ask me, is there another golf course to play on the island? And I say, well, sure. But this is the only golf course that seven of the holes touch the ocean, and you can see the ocean from all 18. So it's a really special piece of property. And from a development standpoint, I don't think you see these types of courses anymore because the land is so valuable.
All right.
And we're really fortunate here. The golf course is amazing, and it's it's challenging, you know.
Yeah.
As you know, you shot 74 yesterday after the first 12. So.
But he posted on his USGA handicap page, he posted a 93. So.
No, I'm not a sandbagger, Frank. I put it down, baby.
Okay.
I pay the price. I pay the price. Well, Robbie, we'll let you go because I know you're busy and you got to keep things moving here. But thanks for your time.
Appreciate it.
And
thanks, Robbie.
Do everything you can to promote it. Not that you need any promotion, but for people that are listening that want to get out here and give it a shot and take a special vacation, this would be the place to come, Atlantis in general, but golf right here at the Ocean Club.
Yeah, come see us.
So thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Robbie Lemming, general manager here at the Ocean Club Golf Course for the last 14 years, where they're hosting the White Sands Women's NCAA Invitational.
Yeah. Okay, folks. Frank Bassett here, and I want to talk to you about something, and something that I really, 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 did I say really? Really like. It's called Prize Picks, okay? Prize Picks actually is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. So your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, Prize Picks keeps your lineup live. How cool is that? I got to tell you, if you sign up today, you're going to get $50 instantly when you play just $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Folks, Prize Picks is the best way to win real money this football season. Which players are going off? Which ones aren't? Make your picks in less than 60 seconds and turn your sports opinions into real money all season long on Prize Picks. I'm telling you, you know me. I've been on every platform known. Not going to name them, but I've been on all of them, basically. And I really settled in on Prize Picks because it's fun, it's easy, and I'm winning a lot more. So the bottom line is winning a lot more, okay? So here's what I usually don't tell you what to do, but here's what I'm going to tell you to do. I want you to download the app today and use code GOLFER, G-O-L-F-E-R, to get your $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Now, let me say that again. You download the app today and use code GOLFER to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup, okay? Do it, folks. Do it today. I recommend it. Prize Picks. Run your game.
Yep.
So you're going to get out there today and wander around?
I think so. Yeah, I think I'm going to go watch a little bit of golf, and then I'm going to try to get out and play. And can't do that until the ladies get off the course. I'm with you though, Frank. I like watching.
I do.
Their swing and everything is just it's so fluid and smooth. And as I said, I played with. We were talking yesterday. I played in a pro am, if you will, last year with or 2 years ago with some of the guys.
Yeah, you can't even get close to that.
They just pound it. I'm not
Yeah, they
Frank.
Crush
you're,
it.
First of all, they go back to the back tees, right? So they're not even playing the same tees. So they're already 50 yards behind you, and then they're 75 yards in front of you after their tee shot. And you're like, how do they hit the ball?
Well, and you're standing there on your tees on the side while they're hitting, and the ball goes past you. I mean, it's just like a whistle goes
You're like,
by
are
you.
We in the way? And, the guy laughs at you. You're like, no, you're not in my way. It's going to go so far over your head.
Yeah, really.
You're not going to get hit.
Whoops, topped that one. Took out Tim.
I mean, it's they're pretty impressive. But the women are relatable. You know, I mean,
yeah, they are.
You know, 7 irons where you and I might hit 7 irons.
But
that kind of thing,
that is very true about the loft on those clubs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not the same 7 iron we're hitting.
Yeah.
And that's for a reason, because they get enough club head speed, they can get it up in the air. You know,
well, I don't think they do it. It almost seems some people ask me that, and they go, "Was that so they can, air quotes, cheat? You know, a little bit of trying to impress you with what they hit their 8 iron when it's not really an 8 iron." And I've said, no, it's because they need a certain loft and they have to have the whole bag of clubs. So they usually have 3 irons through pitching wedges, right?
Yep.
Most pros, they have some hybrids, but they'll go down to 3 irons most of the time. And, yeah, that 3 iron might be more like an old 1 iron, if you will.
Yeah,
but
it is usually.
They have to have – so if a loft of a 3 iron would normally be 28 degrees and they've got it at 24 degrees, okay, well, but that's because their next club up to 5 and 6 and 7 are all – so they're not doing it to impress anybody. They're doing it because that's – the loft they need, and they have all the clubs in the bag.
Yeah.
Right? They're not. Yeah,
well, I like what they used to do with the Hogan clubs had instead of the number, they had the loft stamped on them. I like that.
I had those, if you remember, and
I do
confuse the hell out of everybody. You know,
yeah.
I still have them, and I loan them, or my brother comes in town, or somebody's going to play. They look and they're like, "What's this?"
My 9 iron.
I go, "Your 9 iron is the one that says 48." Or whatever the loft is on a 9 iron, right? 45. And they go, okay, well, I don't know. And nobody does. And that's why they stopped doing it, to be honest. Hogan Club stopped doing it. They did it to be unique, which they were. But I think it got so confusing, and people are like, I don't know what my 6 iron is.
People are taking a Sharpie and writing 9,
yeah,
8.
I did. I had a cheat sheet on my golf bag. I didn't even know. But if I think it was a 5 iron, I would see my 5 iron is the one that says, 41 degrees or 38 degrees, whatever, 5 iron. No, I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
It was, but that was, trying to touch into the Hogan being a mathematician kind of thing back in the day.
Well, I am going, I'm going to get out of here because I'm going to Bluegrass Yacht and Country Club and play my first round of golf in almost 3 months.
Good for you. Good for you.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Don't expect too much, Frank. Nice, easy swings.
Oh, yeah. I can't swing hard. I'm not, the surgeries and all that. So.
Perfect.
We'll see how it goes. I'm sure it won't be a stellar round. It'll be a big number, but that's okay. Bluegrass is tough.
Bluegrass is that part of a bigger company that runs Bluegrass? Frank?
Yeah, it is. I think it's Invited, isn't it? Does Invited run
playing,
that?
Yeah, I was playing. Yeah, I was going to see if you said the right one.
Yeah, I know you were because I said
formally,
the old name twice.
Club Corp.
Formerly known as Club Course. David but Pillsbury. I'm sorry about yesterday.
Sorry.
Please accept my apologies. It is Invited.
Invitedclubs.com
is
our website.
They are our presenting sponsor, and we love them to death. They're great.
Yes. Yep. And you get to be a member at one. You get privileges at all the courses all around the place. You've played at Firestone, so they have
I have on my Firestone shirt, one of my Firestone shirts right now. I'm wearing that today,
there
by
you
the
go.
Way.
So they have some that are very well known all around the country, Pinehurst, North Carolina, and then they have some others that are in your neighborhood that maybe you're not aware of. So check it all out at invitedclubs.com. And
City clubs. They have beautiful city clubs. Well, you have one in Dallas that's to die
for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very nice. It's like a dinner club.
You go there, dinner club.
A restaurant. Have a nice dinner and everything.
Top of the building and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Invited clubs. And they're always, the other thing I want to say is they're always improving their clubs. You know, Robbie was talking about how great it is here, and it is at the Ocean Club. All the invited clubs all over the country are constantly putting new greens in, fixing the bunkers, realigning trees, removal, or planting more trees.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes to have a better club experience, and pickleball courts, tennis courts, whatever it might be at those clubs, they're always looking to improve, and that's what's great about invited clubs. So
yeah, they are.
Check them out.
And I will be using my you-know-whats, my PXGs, my new Gen 7s. These Gen 7s are hot. They are so good. They really, really, there's a big improvement between the 6 and the 7, some of the things they've done. If you haven't had the opportunity, go to PXG.com and read about it. Check it out. and go get fitted. And they have, I said, the new balls are fabulous. You know, they're right there at the same quality of a Pro V1 or Pro V1X, exactly.
Wow.
And nice. The two new balls and got a couple of dozen of those out there in the garage.
Well, I hope you have fun.
Yeah, I can't wait. I've been going stir crazy not being able to play. But yeah. Thank you, PXG, for being such a fine sponsor and making me a brand ambassador for you. I'm honored by that. So, fun stuff. Right.
Go play.
You know, they do have a pretty nice country club in Scottsdale called Scottsdale National. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, man. It's
PXG you're talking about.
Yeah, PXG does. Yeah. Bob Parsons. Bob owns it. It's invitation only, and they ain't a lot of members. Timberlake's a member there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Nice. A lot of those kind of people, but it's incredibly
not
explosive.
Justin. You're talking about Bob Timberlake. Yeah, another guy.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake. Yes.
Justin, okay.
Justin Timberlake.
That guy.
But I won't go into politics today on the show. I'll steer clear of it.
Yeah.
Just go vote, people. Please go vote.
Yes.
Get out and vote, please. This is important. We need this.
Hard to complain about what's going on if you don't at least get your voice out there.
That's exactly right. So you're gonna go watch some of the ladies play, then you're gonna tee it up yourself this afternoon and go have dinner
probably
at are you going to the high end place tonight?
I don't know which place I'm gonna go to. Robbie and I, at least once when I come here, we go have dinner. His wife is out of town.
Uh-oh.
The country, actually.
Uh-oh.
So we're gonna. Oh, we'll cut loose. It'll be nuts.
Yeah, right. In his resort. Yeah.
We'll be in bed by like 10 o'clock.
That's me. You know, I've gotten old. I guess.
And you're thinking, oh, I'm gonna go crazy.
Going to the casino.
You start yawning. You're like, I gotta go to bed.
Yeah. I can't stay.
I'm not gonna snorkel, Frank. Unfortunately, I'm looking out. It doesn't look like it's calming.
I wouldn't.
There.
I'm kind of over the. Although I still will jump out of an airplane in a heartbeat. But that's just fun.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't open, you're gonna hit the ground so hard you never know what hit you. You're dead. It's gone. Boom.
Yeah.
So it doesn't hurt.
Oh, I mean, if things go wrong.
At least that's what I've been told.
It
doesn't hurt, but not from anybody who's actually had a chute not open.
Told you that.
And
the survivors
hit the ground.
Of a broken parachute. I've told you that.
Yeah. The water's harder than the ground.
I've done it twice.
Have you?
I've skydived twice. Yes.
It's fun, isn't it?
It's a lot of fun.
Oh,
a lot of fun. But it does take guts. I mean, you're standing in that edge of that plane with the door open, and you're like, okay, all you see is squares down there.
That engine's just perfectly running fine. I don't want to jump.
Once in Dallas area, and I did it in Vegas one time, too. And, you don't see anything. And then, except for little, squares down there. You're 10,000. I didn't think I jumped at 10,000 feet.
So here's the deal in Vegas. Don't hit the cactus. don't land on that thing.
Hopefully the guy who's steering you. Both times were tandem jumps, right?
So
I'm with a guy with me. You have to get certified if you can do it on your own, and that's a lot of training.
I'll do a tandem jump with the girl.
Done that, but but it was pretty cool. I did enjoy it, and I didn't hesitate. I thought, this is gonna be fun. I'm my wife is like, are you sure you want? I said, how many times do you hear about people dying in a? Not very often. I think they're usually pretty.
Went right through the roof of that new convertible.
Then you look at the guy who's doing it for you, and you're like, okay, that guy smoked some weed before he jumped on the plane today.
Oh, God.
Did he know how to pack a parachute? I mean, putting a lot of confidence in it.
Yeah, there you go. Well, okay. I'm going to go play.
Go play. Thanks to Robbie. Thanks to Sean Riley, Robbie Lemmy, with Sports 5 and with the GM here at the Ocean Club. Thanks to all the hospitality here. And, again, check them out anytime you want to come play golf. Check it out. Go to Google. Check out Atlantis, Paradise Island, Ocean Club. All that stuff is right there. Have a wonderful time when you come here. We do. The people here do a great job of hospitality. In the meantime, for Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks for being with us. Remember to join us next time right here for Golf Talk America.